tell you what, they're doing some good planning out there at Godolphin. I went and inspected the Godolphin the farm out there at Denman.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Amazing, yeah. It was just spectacular, as you call it, horse heaven, horse heaven. And what you do is you get good results. And there was a result yesterday, in the end, $1.45 gongs. But she won very, very well and also had a second winner as well.
Track and Darren, bells, yeah.
Darren Boonman's been good enough to join us on the line too at a little bit of a short notice. G'day, Darren.
Hey, fellas. How is?
Good morning, Daz.
Yeah, really well. Oh, first of all, before we start talking about the wins yesterday, what about, I know you've been around this industry for a long time, so it probably comes as no surprise for you, but I was just amazed going up there to have a look at the farm at Godolphin. It's just immaculate, and I guess the horses have no excuses, right?
No, they get a good start in life. They're born on the right side of the track.
Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. Good morning, Darren. Thanks for joining us. Darren, gongs, very impressive yesterday. Two starts, two wins. Sort of bucked the trend so far this season. We've seen a lot of promising two-year-olds win on debut, then get turned out for a spell. She's had the two runs now, and she looks pretty smart, Darren.
She does. From day one, she's always been a nice filly that's always showed good potential, and we shipped her off to Canterbury and give her a trial there because she was going to run there next start, and which proved invaluable education for her. And she won really well at Canterbury, and then yesterday again she just turns up at the races like a four-year-old that's had 10 starts, and you know, she's just got the right attitude, and she's a big strong filly, but as I was saying yesterday, she hasn't got a lot of muscle definition to her. She's quite sort of bulky, and but she's got a great engine, good attitude, got good speed and good acceleration. And they didn't give it to her on a silver platter yesterday. They made her work for it, it was good to be able to put a Saturday win on the board.
Well, two wins now. I'd imagine that. How's that go from a qualification point
almost
of view
there,
for
reckon,
Golden
yeah.
Slipper? Almost there. Mm. So, what do you think the plan's going to be moving forward, Darren?
Well, James could have tipped her out last start, but he kept her in work because she's so big and just does so well. Now she's got about 80,000. So she really just probably has to run a place or, you know, win one of these races going into the slipper. Mm. She'll probably come back. She'll probably go out for about a week or two. Couldn't spend too long out given that her condition. She just bulk up too much. So he'll bring her back probably towards, you know, the Riesling or the Sweet Embrace or those type of races.
Yeah, very promising filly. And Darren, Drakenfels win in race 8 gave the stable a double, but it was significant for another reason. It was James Cummings' 100th winner since he took over at Godolphin.
Yeah, I think he got to the 100 a little bit quicker than Don Bradman.
He probably did. He's done pretty well, hasn't he? Yeah.
He's done very well.
Yeah. And Drakenfels has learned how to win this prep.
He has. Going back early in his career, he just had a few little wind issues, and he just kept sort of looming up as if he was going to go on with the job, but just couldn't finish it off. But since we've been able to rectify a few problems with him, he's always shown good natural ability. But you know, you've got to ride him with confidence and let him just go through his gears, and don't sort of put him to the sword too early. And you tacked the line really well yesterday.
Darren, I know you've been at Godolphin for a while now. You had the opportunity to take the reins there as an interim trainer. How are you settling back into your role now? Are you comfortable in what you're doing? Do you think you ever get a chance to maybe branch out and do your own thing from a training perspective?
Look, that's always a possibility, but you know, I was always, you know, happy to sort of be in the position, you know, that I was always going to probably end up when James came in. So, but my role's changed a bit now in the sense James changed a few things around, and I'm more focused here at Crown Lodge with the two-year-olds. I centralise myself here and just focus on them, and so I'm in the nursery.
Okay.
And, I'm king of the kids.
Well, there's been some good ones so far, Darren. I don't know if you can answer this 100% spot on, but Gongs, Dynamited, Alessa Dill, where do they all rate? Who's the best?
Yeah, Plague Stone,
yeah.
Zorno. We've got a few others that go quite nice as well. So they're all ticking along nice. It's just a matter of, like, attitudes have got a lot to do with two-year-olds. They've all got some sort of ability. And with the grading system that we have and the way that we, you know, get them to a trial or race day. It's like a factory, but the system works very, very well. And but you still got to treat every horse as an individual.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, look, Darren, really appreciate you coming on this morning. You're always great with your time. To you and your family, have a very Merry Christmas, and we hope to talk to you frequently in the new year as well, mate.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Same to you on the listeners.
Thanks, Daz.
Good on you, Darren. Appreciate that. Just having a look at that Golden Slipper Market at tab.com.au. Performer, we mentioned it earlier, $8 favourite. Bondi, $11. Alessadil, $15, along with Gongs, Setsuna. And what was the other one that won by 10 lengths, Ray, in the trial?
Terminology
out of the Waterhouse Bot Yard, and that is a $51 chance.